To our brand new show, WTF Wine Tasting Friends. I am here with my best friend, Lily Fox.
Hello, Lily Fox. How are you?
She will be with me on Wednesdays, and we are going to talk about everything. Today, we're going to talk about husbands. We're going to talk about wine, because we are tasting a lovely red currently. And
delicious.
Everybody asks that we talk about Disney, because we both live, basically, in Disney World. So I got requests to discuss certain things, so I have them in the back. So Lily, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself so the Big Veto Branders get to know you a little bit?
Sure. So I moved to Florida, almost a year and a half ago, I guess. Yeah.
Almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. 2 years ago I moved here. Sorry about that. It'll be 2 years actually on November 1st. And so I was living nearby, and I was hanging out at the pool one day, and I met Big Veto, and then he was like, you have to meet my wife. She's awesome, and you girls are going to get along great, and ever since, we've been BFFs.
Best friends forever. Look in the background. Look at this.
There's VD.
Look at this. Where's the baby?
I'm also a mom. I have a daughter. She's 1.5.
Where's the baby?
She thinks she's going on 16, so my days are wild.
Hello, Rev. Thank you for joining us. You have your first message. This is Lily Fox.
Hello.
So Lily Fox is a mom. She has a beautiful one-year-old who's crawling up the chair right behind her. Uncle Veto. Close the door. Oh, my God. This show is totally not going to be a formal show. We're going to talk about what we want. We're going to say whatever. And sometimes there'll be Lexi. This is Lexi.
Say hi, Lex.
You've probably seen her from our Instagram. Say hi to the world, Lex. Hi, world. And she's going to open your drink.
She has the hiccups from drinking too much milk.
She's supposed to be watched right now by Uncle Veto, who she affectionately calls Uncle Edie.
It's adorable.
It is so cute, but he took off.
Where and she you? Has Veto wrapped around her little finger.
Ten times over.
Whatever she wants him to do.
She's the only one allowed to mess up our house. That's it. Look at her standing on the counter. She's ready for the day.
She's wild.
She is wild. So, first thing I want to talk about is husbands. Okay. And I know you have something that you would like to express to the podcast audience about your husband. Lexi. What?
Remind me.
You're.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was like, remind me.
I'm always in trouble with my husband for doing something or not doing something. So I recently grew out my bangs, and my husband informed me last night after months, you know, it took me, I don't know, since maybe March or May,
right,
to grow them out, and then he tells me he hates my hair like this. And he wants me to cut it.
And he was very big on the bangs. Like, this is not like he was like growing them out, and like that was like cool with him. But I find that like no matter what we do, like by the time we finally achieve our goal, they get mad. Like with my blonde, you guys remember like I had the roots with the blonde, and I worked on it to get it just the right color of blonde. And then Vito's like, this is just not doing it for me. And I went red.
Right.
Like, it's just what he does. Just what he does. What are you doing? So.
Right. You get it to where we like it, and then they don't want it like that. So you feel like, do I change it now, or do I keep what I'm enjoying?
So what do you want to do? Are you going to do the bangs?
You know what? Not yet.
Yeah. I mean, you've worked on it.
I've worked
on it
a while.
And look at this. This is what problems you have with the bangs. Like mine today are not
working
out.
They weren't really doing what I wanted them to do, so it always looked funny. It looked like my hair was like this.
Yeah, it was like when you grow it out, you gotta pin it over this way or whatever. And like, I just have like, this baby is totally going crazy. So, okay. So anyway, tell us a little bit about your husband. now that you know that mm-hmm. he is a connoisseur of the bangs, tell us a little bit about your husband, Preston.
So my husband, we've been together for almost 9 years now. So pretty, you know, good time. He is a hard worker. He works a lot. He works from like 9 in the morning until 10, 11 o'clock at night. So I don't always see him until like the weekend.
You guys got to understand what we're watching. Hold on. This. She's hanging from the chandelier. Lexi, I see you are going to be a huge part of this show. She's taking your spot.
I know. This is all day, folks. This is what I do all day. All day. Climber. So my husband is, he can be like very laid back, wouldn't you say that? But yeah. He is also like dead serious. So he's
and it's
always.
Hard sometimes to tell the difference if he's being serious.
Right, but he's very serious. So he gets mad at me a lot because I will make sporadic decisions or, you know, I like to do fun things. And he's more like, let's take, you know, the laid back easier. Like on Sundays, he wants to relax, watch football. Hang out on the couch, and I'm like, we gotta go all these places and have fun. We never see each other.
Slinky Dog Dash.
Exactly.
The Slinky Dog Dash was a huge debate from the weekend.
Yeah.
Where you get, for those of you who aren't Disney aware, you get fast passes.
Mm-hmm.
And you schedule them ahead of time so that you can get certain rides. Maggie has lived here a year and a half, 2 years almost.
Yes.
And has yet to ride the Slinky Dog Coaster.
No, it opened last July. And I finally got Fast Pass. And my lovely husband went out to the bar with his coworker and told me he was still working. But he denies it and he says that's not what happened. But
he totally
all know that's what happened.
He totally said that. Totally said that he was working when he wasn't.
Well, he considers that working because they're talking about work.
Now, he says that the person that he sold, he sells windows and kitchens. The person that he sold to gave him wine.
Oh. See, I was right. He was drinking. Okay, so maybe he wasn't at a bar, but he was drinking with these people.
He was drinking with these people. What's up? How are you? Thank you for joining us. Again, this is Lily Fox. This is Lexi. And this is our new podcast. We are wine tasting friends. Except Lexi, she drinks the milk.
Yeah.
I'll put a little thing there. So, Vito usually comes, like, home. Like, he likes to be with me. Everybody knows, like, we're pretty, like, overly attached to each other. So, your husband comes over on Sunday because we were watching Lexi for your birthday.
Correct.
And he says, oh, where's Vito? And I said, well, Vito is down at the pool playing. They have an indoor volleyball league, right? So, he's playing volleyball. Right. And he's like, he doesn't have his phone with him? And I was like, no, he left it here. And Preston could not believe that I let Vito go out without his phone. But Vito always comes home.
I know. Okay, but he could come home like 8 hours later.
Look what's going to happen.
But so then Preston came home and he was like, do you know that Vito goes out all day without Becca and doesn't take his phone and he thinks it's totally shady?
He thinks it's shady. Here's the thing though. I always know. Trying to look good for the camera. I always know where he is.
Right.
I know.
He's not far. Like, he took the golf cart.
Yeah, he took the golf cart. But, like, we know, like, if there's an emergency, Vito goes a handful of places. Walmart.
Right.
Publix. Walgreens. Our complex gym.
Yeah.
And our complex pool. Where else does Vito go? Other than that? Nowhere.
Maybe to my house once in a blue moon.
Yeah, but again, I know he will be there. And He always brings me with him, unless he goes to hang out with Preston or whatever. And then we're usually together. So it's not like, whatever.
Yeah. Vito's only come to my house one time without you, and it was last Christmas to drop off your gifts.
Right, because he hid gifts at your house. And we lived in the same place then, too. So it was like you were right across the pool.
Exactly.
So I think it's okay for Vito to leave without his phone because I always know where he is. But lately, he's been sidetracking. Because he told me on Sunday when we were babysitting and we were driving around, he goes, oh, none of our people are at the grill. And I said,
how would he know that?
You were playing volleyball. He said, well, I stopped by to check. Oh. So now...
He got a little thirsty after volleyball.
Right. So now, do I let him go out without his cell phone now that I know he trailed over to the grill with his shorty shorts on? Do I allow that to happen?
Well, the one thing is, I'm surprised he doesn't take his phone, because if you needed him for whatever reason, you wouldn't
he
be able to...
He thinks I'll call Howie. Or you.
That's true. Okay.
Most likely he thinks I'll call you.
Well, and I see, like, if he is at the pool... Like, I am guilty if I'm at the pool, I don't have my phone on me because I'm in the water, so it's somewhere. So if you're going to call me, I'm not going to answer.
Yeah, I usually have it in my bag. So I'm debating whether he needs to start carrying that phone again. Like, I told him originally, when you go to sleep, because Vito is gone overnight, he sleeps during the day. I said, when you go to sleep, I'll take your phone. But now that's turned into every time he leaves the house, he leaves the phone. And he's incredibly forgetful. Like, he'll remember that you were here. Now, guys, let me know if I'm wrong here about this, because some guys just don't remember things. You were here. Do you remember the time that Vito slammed his phone in the back gate of the Hummer?
Yes.
And it was brand new.
And I was calling him because I was stuck at the gate. Like, so in Florida, a lot of our communities are gated communities.
Like, almost all of them are gated, yeah.
And so I'm stuck at the gate trying to call Vito so I can get in. And his phone is in the door of the Hummer.
And he had it just slammed in the door of the Hummer. And it brand
for
new
hours.
Phone.
For
shattered
hours.
The phone face already. Yeah. Brand new phone.
To check on our Junior.
Yeah, Junior. Vito calls the baby Hater Junior. What is she until?
She's getting cleaning supplies
out. Oh, she's cleaning. Yeah, so Vito is very forgetful. He loses his phone all the time, slams it in the doors. Now, the most recent thing that he did, he had the garage door opener in his hand. In his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still gone. He can't find it. It's been missing, like, for 2 weeks now.
Well, I do stupid stuff like that, too. You will have that one thing that you misplace and you can't find it, and then you find it in, like, the stupidest place. Like, it's probably in the freezer or something.
I put stuff in the fridge or in my closet all the time. Like, my glasses, a lot of times I can't find them. They're in the refrigerator or they're in the closet. That's I good. Always put stuff in the refrigerator.
Has he checked his man purse?
And there is another topic we talk on. Sometimes, I've noticed this a lot with younger men now. Like, it's like a hip-hop thing to carry a man purse. My husband has been carrying a man purse.
Preston used to carry one. He won't admit it, but he had
one.
He
did?
I got rid of it when we moved in together.
Oh, yes. Girl, give me a cheers on that, please. Thank you. So Preston had a man purse.
Yeah, he said it was a briefcase, but it was totally a man purse.
So when Vito walks around with the man purse, I like when he carries a backpack. He used to carry these pouches and he would lose them all the time. They weren't a purse. They were just like a long wallet, like a clutch bag almost, but it was with a zipper. I know a lot of wrestlers carry them because they keep all their stuff in there for when they go to the airports.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
And some wear a fanny pack, but he didn't fanny pack. He had that.
Fanny packs are now back in.
Yeah, so he can wear a fanny pack. Yeah. And he has a Louis Vuitton fanny pack. He has one.
Oh, he should break it out.
He should. So Vito carries one all the time. So when he goes outside and he's walking around, I like to mess with him. You saw me do it the other night. He'll be walking around, he has his purse, he's walking down the street, and I go, hey, yo, ma, can I get that number? You from around here, ma? Let me get that number. He doesn't care for that very much. But I will do it. I will call him out about it. Oh, somebody found a princess crown. Mm-hmm. Oh, pretty. You come here for pretty? You put on?
And just so you know, we're not talking crap about Vito. He is home. He can hear everything we're saying.
Yeah, you guys literally saw him walk in.
And we talked this stuff to his face. So
we have a continual phone conversation.
A text message
conversation where it's me, Lily Fox. I hate this hair right here. It's driving me insane.
Okay.
Me, Lily Fox, and Vito, and we pick on Vito from the time he wakes up. Oh, hi, what's up?
So she's saying hi, Char-Char.
Oh, you saying hi, Char-Char?
Hi, Char-Char.
Char-Char is her cousin. You look pretty. Oh, you want me to wear it? Oh, I'm wearing a beautiful crown.
So we like to harass Vito all day long.
I look like Cyndi Lauper in the 80s. You are.
And I think Vito secretly really enjoys our text chats.
He does. He gets sad.
Yeah. He could totally take himself out of the text chat, but he doesn't.
He He never will.
Yeah.
He loves us too much. And the big debate going on right now, and I wish he would come out, and when he does, we'll drag him into it, is that he thinks we owe him a Greek lunch at Little Greek. Because because it was his birthday, and we offered to take him out to lunch, and he kept changing the time he wanted to. Then he goes, no, I got to be somewhere this afternoon, can't eat lunch.
For several days this went on. Like, the week of his birthday, it was like every day he blew me off for lunch, and here I was waiting because it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's just deciding he's not going to go have lunch now. So there I am, hangry.
Yeah, totally hangry. I was too.
Yeah, you guys making me money.
There he is.
Why don't you come over here and get involved in the chat? Because we're talking about you and the battle for Greek lunch.
Hold on a second.
So yesterday happened to be my birthday. And Vito went all day without texting me happy birthday.
Your favorite.
Or calling me. So we decided he now owes me the free Greek lunch.
We decided last night, because he did not text for the happy birthday, he owes Greek lunch. What are you doing back there?
So we're going on Friday, payday, and he's going to treat us to lunch.
Yeah, really?
You have to.
You really have to. Thank you.
We're the crown, Uncle Vito.
Thank you. Hello, little hater. Hater.
She said,
Fox.
Now wear that. No. She said.
Listen, guys, catch this new show, Lily Fox, Noelle. Hope you guys like it. It's part of the Big Vito brand. We're always bringing you something fabulous. I got something to do in the bedroom.
No, you're trying to run away because we called you out on Greek lunch.
Did you guys tell the whole story?
Yes,
the whole story.
The whole story.
How you kept putting it off. Oh, you know what we didn't mention?
What's that?
That I took him out to lunch on his birthday.
No, you didn't.
I took you to the grill. No, I have a picture of the eating cake.
That is
You remember.
True.
Do they sell Greek there?
Yes. They have a Greek salad there. You didn't order it.
But when you need the heavy hitters to babysit, who you call, girl?
You're supposed to be babysitting now.
No,
Lexi's been on the show.
Yes, babe. Yeah. I know. See? That's the way it goes. And the go-go.
Oh, don't get her started. Then we're going to have to get the golf cart. She calls the golf cart the go-go. Do you want Uncle Vitti to take you in the go-go?
No, I got to see what time it is. I got things. This is the go people to see.
You're clean. You're good. You're good.
Anyway, these are my two ladies here. Everybody tune in to the Big Vito brand. All right.
She said
I hope
what?
You guys have a great, great rest of the show. I got to buzz out. Peace out, my dogs. Reese's Pieces.
We'll see you at lunch.
Bye, Shorty Shorts.
About time.
You see how Shorty Short pants are? Okay, that's the next topic here. How long?
Shorty Shorts.
I should say, how short should a man wear his shorts? Lexi, what do you think?
I mean, these come to what they...
Not even. No.
Me? I would say they come right where his leg starts, like right there.
They are what I would call coochie cutters.
I can't believe we haven't seen his ding dong yet.
Well, you can see it.
We
just don't
see
it out.
But I can't believe it hasn't just fallen out because they are so short.
How do you wear shorts that short? I want a man to tell me how they wear shorts that short. Yeah. Like, seriously, like, and he's not, like, I don't mean to be crude or rude, but he's not small in the pants. Where is he putting that thing?
Okay, can we talk about this for a second?
Yes!
We were at the pool the other day, and Noelle and I happened to be in the water already. And Big Vito is right in front of me, and he's talking, but all I can see is his big dong, like, right to my face.
Why do you think they call him Big Vito? He's only 6'1".
And I'm like, dude, I can't even like take anything into consideration of what you're saying because your big dong is like right there. And it's like, I was trying not to laugh, but it's like, he's like my brother, so it's really funny.
She's back at the chandelier again. He loves Maggie Fox. That's like, he tells people that's his sister. Would you get a boo-boo on your knee?
My mom adopted him.
Yeah. What's the matter? I like how the show is going. We have a good dynamic. Yeah. We talk and pass and talk and pass. So, there were two old ladies there.
Yes, they were hysterical.
And they were really funny. They were obviously you and me when we were old. And Vito is just walking around the pool. And he wears what we call the Balls Johnson shorts.
Yes. because you can see everything.
You see everything. Like, he has swim stuff. He does not wear it. He does not wear
it. No, these are like see-through shorts.
Here, text my mom. So she's doing it. So yeah, let's give a cheers to Paul Johnson shorts. Yep. These poor old ladies are watching my husband walk around with his stuff just swinging all over the place at the pool. And we're sitting there like...
We were laughing.
Like looking at him prance around the pool. And
it's like there. He was oblivious to like what is in our face.
He has no idea. He really, like, I think he's just like so used to having an elephant trunk there. He just walks around and it's okay.
And mommy.
Oh, what? Mommy? Oh, and Mickey Mouse. Yeah, he's just oblivious to that.
So, guys, just so you know, if you do have a, you know, a big dog.
Oh, finally getting to see the fox. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
The legendary Lily Fox, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if you take Vito to a pool.
We're going to look at it. Like, if he's going to wear that, we're going to
look at it. Like, seriously, like, that is why he's called Big Vito. For those of you who don't know, the man is 6'1".
Did you see the meme on Facebook? It was like, ladies, get ready for gray sweatshirt pants season.
Oh, yeah. There's
stop looking. Our eyes are up here. We're going to look.
We're going to look. If you're, yeah, Minnie and Mickey. That's me and Nick G. For everybody that has been asking, Nick G is doing good. He is going to school and he's working and he is doing fantastic. I get a lot of people
and
asking.
And he has a love interest, possibly.
We totally think Nick has a love interest. And he is keeping us out of the loop because he says, oh, we're just friends. But they're together all the time. Just friends. So, best of luck to Nick G. Lily, we need to get Vito into that nude resort. No, she's on my side. Let's talk about it. Thank you, Lori, for that. We need to talk about this. So, Vito lost the nude resort vote by a lot. Did you see 100% of the votes were for me? So, you know, we're not going to say any names.
No.
Unless you just want to make up names or whatever, like I do when they rhyme.
No, because I'll forget their name.
Yes, and then you'll say the real name because I know you and I would do it. So you know the party that has asked us to go to the nude resort.
I do.
You know them, you've met them, you've dined with them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, kind of. What, do you think this is a good idea at all?
I wouldn't go.
I'm not going. I'm like, I have enough problems. Like,
opinion that counts.
Oh.
Oh, see, it's your opinion that counts. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Surrey. Yeah, sorry.
I understand why he wants to go because he has, like, he's intrigued now and his mind is curious.
Minnie Mouse. Minnie Mouse, right.
And so he wants to go because he's interested in seeing what it's all about and he wants to see what kind of people are walking around nude.
And we both agree, he wants to show off. He wants to show it
off.
Oh,
yeah, because he's going to get naked too, right?
Yeah, he's going to get naked. Mm. He wants to show what he owns.
That's true.
Hear the bells?
But see, these ladies at this resort that you and Vito live in like Vito way too much.
That's what I said. I said he has his own, like,
fan club. He has a following here.
Yeah, like he has his own fan club. Feel free to get up if you need to.
These women are like 80 plus sometimes.
Yeah, these are older women. And they're not, like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being older women, because there isn't. But, like, are you lining up to see these older women naked?
No.
He's got us in the pool. Like, really?
Yeah. Like I don't need to see old man balls around, like, their ankles. No,
yeah,
you.
It's not. Hey, yo, ma!
You didn't hear that one.
Hey, yo, ma! She really just did that. She say that when Uncle Vito comes out. Say, hey, yo, ma. You live around here? By the way, for those of you who are interested in our wine tasting this evening, we are having Oakleaf Vineyards Sweet Red.
It's very good.
Hey, yo, ma! What? I think somebody would really like to have Frozen. Because that's that sound. Obsessed with Frozen. So, I'm pretty sure that Vito is definitely not going to the nudist resort. I'm not going. And then...
Oh, he's still going to go. I think one day he'll just show up there, and then he'll tell us about it later on.
And then he says, Preston will go with me.
Oh.
He said that.
I wonder if he would. I'm not sure about
that. He said, and Preston will go. And then he tried to get Lily to go to, remember?
Oh, yeah, Lily is not going.
Because he thinks if she goes, I'll go, but we are both not going. So I don't know what he's thinking about. Like, we'll just go. Not that go-go, buddy.
Well, let's make him a deal. How about he gets us, like, a room at Grand Floridian or somewhere for the night, and then he goes to the nudist resort. How about we do that?
I love this plan. Ooh, yeah. We should make him buy us one of those cabanas at the Poly on the water. Oh, wait, I think you have to book those for 3 days.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Yeah, it's too expensive. Grand Floridian? We could go to the Beauty and the Beast Lounge.
Exactly.
See, because this is all about Disney in the end.
And then maybe we can regroup and he can tell us all about the nudist resort.
She's crazy. Oh, my goodness, we just got tipped 2,000 bits. Thank you very much. Do you think that Vito should go to the nude resort? We don't think that he should. Obviously, Lexi is distraught over it. She doesn't think that he should go either. So thank you for the bits. I think Vito should get us a room at the Grand Floridian. See, we would get him a room at the Grand Floridian if we were going to go say, I don't even know what we would do that he wouldn't want us to do. What would we do that he wouldn't want us to do? Can you even think of anything? Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Ready? Let's go.
What the heck is that? Oh, I see. She's got to have Mickey Mouse. She's got to have Mickey Mouse. Just bear with us. We are hooking the baby up. Disney does sound better than the nude resort. See? I thought so, too. We talked about going to the Polynesian Aloha dinner show, and we haven't been there yet. And I think that would be way better than going to the nudist resort. Now, apparently the nudist resort is having some kind of concert. Somebody on Twitter told me because they knew what resort that it was. Now, they on Twitter, somebody told me they're having some Woodstock event at the nudist resort. Like, it's a concert and all these bands are going to be there. But,
yeah, we're still not talking.
A little bit. I'm watching the sound level. Oh, this gets me too. It's almost soft.
They have fancy remotes.
Yeah, we have super fancy remotes. It took me a month to figure out where the volume was. I couldn't mute it. I was shutting the TV off and turning it back on. So I think that...
So is he going for Woodstock? When's he
going
to go?
That's what he's talking about going because they're having this festival. But that just means I got to watch people play drums and guitar naked. And I don't want to see that either. Like, my argument... Headbanging naked grannies.
Exactly.
I don't want that. I placed an argument that I didn't want to see old boss.
Right.
Because that's gross.
Well, we have to plan it so we're going the same time.
I also didn't even mention the fact that old vaginas are sitting on furniture too. And that might be even grosser than old balls.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Imagine the ball floppage from the drummer. Can you? How gross is that?
How gross.
Can you imagine? Guy drumming away and his balls are bouncing up. What about the guitarist? Tries to get real wild and he's going like this and his balls are playing along with the beat.
No, thank you.
Like, I don't think so. And you know what? Not for nothing, but we do live in Florida. It's not always warm here. Sometimes it's cold. Poor Lexi. She's having a tough day. Lily said she's a poop machine today. You guys know what that means. Are you looking for snacks?
Yeah.
Cabinet. That was Bruiser. Oh, is it? No, that was Lexi. Bruiser started it. What do you got? Got chippies. I'll clean it before you even know about it. So, guys, for those of you joining us just now, thank you very much for joining us. Oh, wait, listen. Us guys don't want to hear the hard reality. We picture nude resort at the Playboy Mansion, right?
Oh, then we would all go. Like, if that's what it was, that would be fun.
I don't even know if I would go to that because, like...
Well, I wouldn't get naked, but I would totally go.
Think about, like, this. I'm not trying to, like... Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer.
Oh, come on.
Nobody looks good bent over a walker. Nobody. You can't suck anything in. Everything's hanging down, whether it has, like my boobs, you see my boobs, they don't hang down at all. When I don't have a bra, my boobs stay this way. But when I'm leaning over, they have nowhere else to go.
Well, couldn't you wear like a sexy bathing suit and like a see-through cover-up? So like you're not totally naked, but it looks like maybe you have lingerie on or something?
I don't know. How am I supposed to wear shaper mitts without it? Just in my own self-defense, I wear
back brace things. If you went to the nudist resort, you'd probably feel really good.
Yeah, I probably would, actually. Maybe we should go to the nudist resort. Here's the next discussion that comes up on the Big Vito brand, and you guys will hear this tomorrow, is that Vito thinks it's okay for a married man to have his own bachelor party. Now, I'm not talking about attending a bachelor party for, say, his brother or his best friend. He thinks that he should throw himself another bachelor party to relive the other. And he had two bachelor parties, by the way. He didn't have one. He had one in Jersey at Jenkinson's, Point Pleasant. And then he had another one back in Pennsylvania with his boys there. So he had two. I had one bachelorette party. Okay. One. And it was clean. We went to dinner and we had drinks. And that's the story where I had to leave my Mustang in the parking lot. Vito made me and Brandy do the walk of shame. He wants another one of these parties. I told him, okay, I'm all for it. Team Vito. Oh, stop, John. I know that's you. You can't team Vito.
I'm going to get but bachelor party Jesus.
Now Lori's chiming in. Guys, listen, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't. I'll tell you exactly what I said. Hey, yo, Ma. I said, listen, you can have another bachelor party. I want my Disney wedding I always wanted. So if you're going to have a bachelor party, you have to marry me again. That's the trade-off. He says no.
Have a vow renewal.
He says then, no. If you have a vow renewal, I can understand what
Or you can have your Taco Bell wedding in Vegas.
Oh, that's my dream, really. Mm-hmm. We could. But why don't we go have the Taco Bell wedding and leave them home?
We could do that.
I'm a blast in a glass in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I know all the cool stuff you could do.
I love Vegas.
I love all you can eat, any type of pancake at Planet Hollywood Vegas.
We could go to Thunder Down Under.
Oh, we could go to Thunder Down. Maybe we should go. I can't lie. I'm Team Noel all the way. Thank you, John.
Yay.
Thank you. Team Noel. You know, I would go to Vegas with Lily Fox, and we would have the best time ever. We would not get in trouble.
No.
We would, you know what? I would even go too far as to say, we could even take Lexi on a trip with us and it wouldn't be a problem.
It wouldn't be, but we're not doing that.
But we're not going to because we're not going to take a one-year-old to Vegas, number one. No. When I went to Vegas on my honeymoon, people were walking around at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning pushing strollers. And it was people not from here. It was like people from like Japan and China, and they were out on the street pushing strollers and carrying babies at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Because you know when we went.
The time difference, that means.
Maybe. I think Vito needs to have a second bachelor party immediately and invite me to chaperone. Bro. Unless we get a sponsor to pay for the wedding. Because we know that Vito he's giving us a tough time about springing for Greek lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
like,
not.
We're talking like $30.
Mama.
Hello.
Hey, look who's back.
She's back.
Say hi, Char Char. She's just going to watch Minnie Mouse from here. It's all good. So, unless we find a sponsor to pay for this party. Oh, to say, man, Vito, I like the new toupee. And the boobs.
Thanks.
We are not V. You missed
I'm
Vito.
I'm not Big V.
Not Big Sorry. V. I'm not Big V. We were born with the boobs. Like,
yeah, they're
we can't take credit. Vito was on. You just missed him. He was here.
He'll
to,
probably reappear in a minute.
He'll reappear soon. He had to take a shower. But this is our new show called WTF, Wine Tasting Friends. We are having wine, and we're talking shit.
On a Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Like, what better than that? We plan on coming on to talk shit every Wednesday. This is what we're going to do from now. We're going to talk shit. And we have big news coming up because they don't know about the big news yet.
Oh, we do have big news.
Huge news coming up. Lily Fox is a part of it. Lexi's a part of it.
It's exciting.
It's huge. And we're really excited. Lexi's excited. Do you hear her? She's going to jump right back up and play with the chandelier again. It's coming. Oh, no. She's got a shoe.
She's got a shoe.
I thought, what the fuck? With the fox. With the fox! See, it stands for so much. With the fox. With the
fox. I like
that. That's going to be your new t-shirt. With the fox. I like it. What are you doing, princess? We're also here with Lexi, who is off camera, but we'll get back on in a second. You can't edit. I let her edit podcasts. She's very good at editing. What?
That's fun.
Minnie Mouse. Ha ha!
Go make some phone
calls. And Noel.
Go call Japan.
Yeah, call anywhere. I have an open plan. Call anywhere you want. Call Charlie on there.
Call Mama.
Oh, call Mama. So, this brings me to the other topic since somebody brought it up today. Vito is in love.
With who?
Your mom.
Oh, yes.
Your mom. So, if you're watching,
very
Hirsch, we say hi.
Hi, Mary Hirsch.
Vito is enamored with your mom.
Yes.
And I believe that
is a true story.
Your mom is enamored with Vito.
Oh, she loves Vito.
So your mom is moving down here to Florida in a big $500,000 home because she likes Vito.
Yes.
And when we tried to say, no, Vito, that's not true, it actually is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So.
And he thinks he's going to have your mom go to the nudist resort with him, too.
Oh, she totally probably would go.
Yeah, he says Mary Hirsch will go.
She would go because she would be, like, interested to see what it's all about. She's nosy, so she would go.
Yeah. You know what? She's an adventurer.
Like, not nosy in a bad way. She's, like, a people watcher, so that would be fun for her to
She
watch.
Would, like, and I told everybody, I can't see me going to a nudist resort and not laughing. Like, if somebody comes up to me and they've got, like, really long boobs, and they're like, oh, hey, how you doing? And the boob waves, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm dying. There's no way. I'm dead ass. There's no way I can.
When they have a fupa or something, and then you just, all you can see is the fupa from now on, it would be weird.
Oh, it'd be so weird. It'd be so weird. You know those, talking about Vegas, I started something so bad in Vegas and it popped Vito so much, he still uses it today. We're walking down the street in Vegas and this lady was in front of us and she was just being an absolute horrible human being. Just being all over the place and being nasty and being absolutely horrible. So I told Vito, I said, oh, she must have been over at the casino. And he goes, how can you tell? I said, look, she lost her ass. She had a completely flat ass. So now all the time, if you hear Vito go, she must have lost her ass at the casino, that's from that. So I tend to start things that last a lifetime in Vegas, yeah. Just so you're aware.
I'm sorry, I'm just making sure Lexi does not break your TV. I'll be right back.
She's up on the thing. We showed Lexi Uncle Vito wrestling for the first time because she was calling for him and he was coming back from the store. And she was so devastated when he got beat up, she tried to crawl onto the television to help him. So we got to be we have to monitor her wrestling experiences because she is not a fan of Uncle Vito wrestling by any means. Not at all. This is the perfect place for us to podcast because Lexi can run around and we're here and she can come on the show and everything is good. Noelle, this is an awesome show. Thank you very much. We want to have like a very like cool laid back show that like we can do it here or if we go to Disney, we could do it over there. We should do a show from the monorail.
We should do it on the new Skyline.
Oh my God. Vito is so afraid for me to get on the Skyliner because I'm in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know how I'll get out in case of an emergency. And he's like, we're not riding that.
We would have to wait for it to restart again.
It started yesterday. It started again.
But I'm saying, like, the people that didn't get off with the firefighters, they had to wait for it to get moving again.
Oh, we're screwed. Are you serious?
Yeah, so we have to wait.
I think they had very poor planning in what they had in the rescue packages. Because why am I going to need a notebook and a pencil? Do the people mover.
I've never been on it. We should do that.
I can't get on it.
Well, really? Why?
Because you have to go up steps and to go on it. And it was before everything had to be handicap accessible.
They're not handicap friendly.
I never went on the people mover. I'm dying. Vito tried to take me on it. And they're like, she can't go because she can't go up the steps. So I couldn't go on it, and they apologized. And I was like, it's okay, because they had just given me a free churro. It wasn't an argument.
Right, no.
I don't know why this is. I guess because, like, I'm so, like, I love you, Mickey Mouse, and I'm so into Disney. But every time, almost every time I go to Disney, somebody gives me something. Like, if I go,
that's so nice.
I'm outside at Tomorrowland, and I went, something smells so good. And Vito's like, yeah, it does smell good. And out from behind, and we were getting just like a bottle of water or something, out from behind the counter, this lady goes, you have to have one, and you need to dip them in these. And she's handing me churros really through the window. So I don't know what it is. I get real excited about Disney, and I you know how I am. It's a little out of control. I mean, my house is filled with Disney, but I moved here for Disney. That was our whole reason to move here. But it's fun. I like those little extras that Disney gives you.
They do a lot of extras.
They do a lot of extras. And we just did a haircut for Lexi. We did a couple weeks ago. And maybe we should tell the story. I think we should probably tell the story.
We have to tell the story.
So we go to take Lexi to get her very first haircut at Disney, which...
It's like 5:30 a night.
It's 5:30, and it's totally inexpensive. Like, we thought it was going to be, like, a fortune. It was, like, $7, right? Oh, no, $20 for
like
the first
$19
haircut.
For her first haircut.
But it was $7 for a shave and the barber services. Here's the big question. Best restaurant inside the Disney park.
Ooh.
We really like that.
Well, it depends what park you're talking about.
If we're talking about Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. We had a good meal at the canteen over, remember we went to the jungle
we
canteen?
We did by the jungle cruise ride. There's a restaurant right there that was really good, and I do love the Crystal Palace.
Oh, I love the Crystal Palace. Vito took me with his friend Rob to the Crystal Palace. Vito loves Tigger and Pooh.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing. Trying to think. I love Casey's Hot Dogs.
I've never gone there.
Oh, I have to take you there. They have the best hot dogs and these shoestring fries that they make fresh.
Mm.
Really good hot dogs. But if you're looking for a really good hot dog, that's the only place to go in Magic Kingdom. Because if you go over to Tomorrowland, they're terrible. We went after you left when we went to Mickey's Not So Scary. Mm-hmm. And this girl next to us got the foot-long hot dog. Number one, it's a little embarrassing to watch. She had the thing hanging out of her mouth. It was gross. But it looked disgusting. And Vito asked how they liked it. And they were like, mm-mm. And Casey's was back out the door because the Christmas parade. I got, remember?
The barbecue hot dog.
Ooh, oh, yeah. They had the one, too, with macaroni and cheese on it. Vito had the one where they had they were batter dipped jalapenos on the hot dog. And it had like a ranch, a zesty ranch.
Yeah, I remember that.
He had that one. It was good. I like just the regular and the yellow mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very big into that. But the fries are amazing.
And at Magic Kingdom, they have so many spots that have amazing desserts. I mean, you have the Dole Whip, but then they have that one place near Dumbo that has like the cake pops and everything.
Oh,
so
the tent.
For me, I try and eat dessert when I'm there, which I normally don't eat. So
yeah.
I go full-blown desserts.
I like the tent. Because you have a choice, you watch them make it right there. But the confectionery on Main Street's good too. What's your go-to Disney like dessert snack? What is like your favorite? You think out of everything?
I love at Magic Kingdom that orange stand, and they have the orange swirled ice cream.
Oh, the place with the orange bird.
They have the orange bird.
It's
there.
Called Sunshine Terrace. Mickey's ice cream bars are good. Vito used to, when Vito worked security at Disney for a little while, he used to bring those home for me. If you go to the Mickey Not So Scary Halloween party that's going on right now, they make
a lot of fun.
They make a brownie in a cup, and it's got like an icing on the top. And last year it had a picture of Minnie Mouse as a witch. This year I think it has Donald Duck. Oh my God. When the guys used to work in the park, they would bring them snacks. It's like, even for employees, it's a big party. Like, they're having a good time, too. So they would bring Mickey bars, and they would bring those all out for security to have.
Behind the TV.
Oh, my God, the baby went behind the TV. Oh, my God. Anyway, if you're going to go to Mickey's Not So Scary, we recommend it. We went. We had a blast. Get the brownie. Other than that, I'm a Rice Krispie Treats girl. I love Rice Krispie Treats. If any of you are watching this, send me Rice Krispie Treats. I love them. But the ones at Disney with the icing on the front and have Elsa on them are the best. My daughter flies here just to get those treats. Do you know that?
Yes.
The goo comes down just for Rice Krispie Treats.
They're delicious.
Vito used to taunt her with them. He would take pictures with them and send them to her when she was back in Philly because she couldn't have them. But we eat them all the time. He just had a Darth Vader one. The other day.
Let's talk Epcot. What is your go-to spot? Me, when I go to Epcot, my first stop is getting a margarita in Mexico.
And we always go that way. We never go the other way. We always
you
go towards
to stop
Mexico.
In Mexico first.
We should take everybody to the, on here, we should take them to, they have a pass holders preview of Epcot when it's going to be fixed up. Maybe Lily Fox and I'll take a trip and we'll tape it for you guys.
We should totally do that.
We really should. What is your go-to Epcot food place? That's difficult because they have a lot of good food in Epcot. A lot of good food.
Mama?
Mama? Are you going to diaper change?
No. looking for... She took him out of her diaper bag yesterday.
Oh, so what's your go-to food place at Epcot?
Let me think. Well, England.
Great.
Has.
I got to go. Great show. Great seeing the Fox finally. Thank you, Maury, for joining us. My go-to.
I like England.
I love the fish and chips in England. Mm-hmm. And Morocco.
Oh, Morocco's amazing.
Morocco. They have some of the best stuff in Morocco.
And ever. We do love, what is it, the Nine Dragons?
Oh, yeah, the Nine Dragons.
It's really good. I've and they always, it's so, such a big space that you can always walk right in.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I do love England. I love the atmosphere there where they have the bands playing. And I just saw that they've opened up Christopher Robin's room.
Yes.
And you can go in and have your picture taken with Winnie the Pooh in the room, which you can. We totally got a hustle, Vito. Vito hates Epcot.
He hates Epcot.
We don't know why. He just hates it. So we try to get him to go.
Oh, man, he looks really cute. He's all dressed up.
Oh, he looks hot.
Are you going to tap that later?
I'm going to hit that. Hi, we're still on. Are you leaving? Give me kisses.
Have fun at work.
Give me kisses. Oh, my God, the baby has on. She thinks she's a celebrity. Bye, honey.
Bye,
somebody's
baby.
Not going to be happy. Are those Carrie's glasses?
I think they're from the party the other night.
Can I see her if I go that way? Can we see her? Oh, she took them off. She had on glasses. It was really funny. She thinks she's a celebrity now. She's on a podcast. She's a big deal. What was I saying? I lost track of what I was saying.
We have to get Vito to go to Epcot.
Vito hates Epcot. We don't know why. And Soarin' is his favorite ride. He loves It's a Small World, but his favorite ride is Soarin'. But he never wants to go, so,
and
you know.
And they have Frozen.
Yeah, and I love Frozen. That's my favorite. And then we like to drink around. I love the boat ride in Mexico.
Yes.
I love the land, the ride, the land. My friend Lee, shout out to Lee. He got stuck in the land for a very long time the other day.
No.
So I messaged him and I said, oh, bro, you're stuck in the land. What part? A few years ago, my sister lost a very expensive pair of sunglasses there, if you could find them. So whenever I go, whenever I ride the land, she lost her sunglasses right where, you know where there's the, it almost looks like an old cornflakes commercial from the 80s. The farmhouse with the chicken and stuff. Her husband accidentally knocked her glasses off of her head, and they're gone. So I always take a picture when I'm there, and then I put, RIP your shades, bro, and I send it to my
sister,
every time. There's
some cast member that made out that night and has, a beautiful pair of sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. So my sister's coming down on the 7th. Are you going to be around on the 7th? Isn't that, your one day?
No.
Oh, you're not going to be back yet? I was going to say you couldn't have my sister.
No, I leave on the 7th. No, I leave on the 8th, so I will be here on the 7th.
You got to come with me
so
to meet
I'll go
my
with
sister.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are going to meet Dr. Erin. So we call her on the show. Because she is a doctor. My sister's a doctor.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew that. My sister is a doctor of education.
Great. We'll go meet her.
But she doesn't act like a doctor of education. She kind of acts like me. So she looks nothing like me. You wouldn't be able to pick her out of a lot. Like you and your sister.
We look identical.
Yeah, I could look at you and go, holy God, that's Sarah. I know it's you.
Yeah.
You look at my sister, you'll go,
nope.
I don't see it. I look at my dad, she looks like my mom.
Oh.
What's that, buddy?
It is a snack bar that's been in the bag and now it's flattened. So.
I think she wants that snack bar.
We're going to have to get a vacuum out before we go.
That's okay. You can always mess up the La Grasso house. You're the only one that's allowed. Oh, where was it that Vito found fingerprints that was really funny? Vito has a thing where he always finds fingerprints because Lexi
bar.
Touches everything. No, that was feet prints because she was dancing on the bar like Coyote Ugly. He told me someplace he found fingerprints and it was really funny and I can't remember. But it was really funny and I don't remember where it was. He always finds them in the strangest places. Like we don't know how she gets to the spots that she gets to.
She climbs.
In my bedroom, on the top of the TV, there were fingerprints. We're like, wait. And they're not Lexi is so tiny. They're not real human fingerprints. They're so small. And we laugh and we laugh. And he calls her Fingerprints McGee. He's got a lot of nicknames for Lexi.
He does.
He's got a lot of nicknames for us. You know, it always calls us haters.
Haters.
And this morning he told me I'm a hater. And I said, you're a hater. And he goes, no, no, no. I know you're a hater. And just like so serious. I was like, you're such a jerk. I don't see how we're haters. We never hate.
No.
We offered to take him to the Greek lunch. Turned it down. And I swear to God, you know, because I took a picture of him with a piece of cake that he went to the grill with me on his birthday because he wanted to get something fast. Yes. And now he thinks like we still owe him. We still owe him. We don't owe him Greek lunch.
Especially when we offered like after that day to go for Greek lunch and he kept turning us down. Like all week long we tried to plan it.
He never wants to leave the neighborhood.
No.
That's the problem. We live in Sola Vito.
So on Friday, we're going for Greek lunch. I bet you $100 Vito will call me and say he can't leave the neighborhood for whatever reason.
He's going to say, why don't we just go to the grill or the bistro? Because they're in the neighborhood. He's going to go, why can't we just go to... And
I got he'll want me to drive the 10 minutes here and backtrack so he doesn't have to drive to go to the Greek restaurant.
Yeah, that's true because he hates to drive anymore.
He hates to drive.
I don't know why. He hates to drive. Hi, Lexi. Oh, you! This was my baby's Hello Kitty spoon. That was Haley's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was Haley's Hello Kitty spoon. What do you want? You want more to eat? Please, sir, can I have some more?
There you go.
Put it on my spoon. It's so good. She's totally going to make me eat it. Oh, no, yes, she ate it. I do that stuff and then I think to myself. Lexi, you've been the star of the show. We should just call this the Lexi Hour. We should change the name. It's the Lexi Hour. Mama.
We good?
We are good. Yes, we are good. We're still on. So let's wrap this up so that we can talk about the husbands and it's not recorded. Guys, you can catch us here every Wednesday on Twitch. You're also going to be able to listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. We are now on iHeartRadio, so you can check us out on iHeartRadio under the Big Vito brand. Tomorrow we will be back with you. Vito and I will be with you. We will be recording this week in pro wrestling history for the Russo brand. And Mr. versus Mrs. LaGrasso versus LaGrasso, the topic.
The showdown.
The showdown. My guns are out. The showdown. Should Vito be allowed to have a bachelor party? Even though he's married, and not attend, have one. And is it okay for me to say if you have a wedding? Oh, thank you for the bits very much. We're glad you guys enjoyed the show. And we will be back here next Wednesday. We will see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget, check us out on everywhere you find podcasts. And do you have a special, I always do the Snow White wave. Do you have a special sign-off wave?
I guess I'll do the princess wave.
You do the princess and I'll do.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Lex.
It's nice to meet you guys.
Bye. Say bye, Lex. Bye-bye. Cheers. Thank you. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.